It is 10 o'clock. We're going to go ahead and call this meeting to order. Good morning, everyone. Today is Tuesday, December 7th, 2021, and a quorum is present. If you can all join me for the Pledge of Allegiance.
Pledge of Allegiance to the flag of the United States of America and to the Republic for which it stands, one nation, under God, indivisible, with liberty and justice for all.
All right, moving right along to item number four. This is a discussion of possible action. Consideration and possible approval of the agenda for December 7th, 2021. Is there any public comment regarding today's agenda? County manager?
All right, thank you, Mr. Chairman. We would like to ask to continue two items. First one is number 10, is regarding ClearGov to the December 21 Board of County Commissioners meeting. And the next item would be to continue number 15 regarding the IAFF CBA amendment to the 12-21-21 Board of Fire Commissioners agenda meeting here at the courthouse in Unzip.
Noted, thank you. Is there any other public comment regarding today's agenda? As a reminder for folks on Zoom, you can use the raise your hand feature or star six to unmute yourself. Not seeing any public comment. Commissioner Gilman, do you have anything regarding today's agenda?
No, sir. Thank you.
Mr. Chairman?
No, thanks.
All right. Would you entertain a motion then, please?
Yeah, I move to approve today's agenda with the noted continuances for items 10 and 15 to their respective 12-21-21 meetings.
A motion. Do we have a second?
Second.
There's a motion and a second. All those in favor signify by saying aye.
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 Motion passes unanimously. Thank you. Moving right along to item number five. This is discussion for possible action. Consideration and possible approval of the minutes for the October 19th, 2021 meeting. Is there any public comment regarding the minutes for October 19th? Not seeing any public comment. Commissioner Gilman, do you have any comments regarding the minutes?
I do not. Thank you.
Vice Chair, anything?
No, thank you.
All right. Would you entertain a motion then, please?
Yeah, I move to approve the minutes of the October 19th, 2021 meeting as presented.
Second that motion.
There's a motion and a second. All those in favor signify by saying aye.
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 Motion passes unanimously. Moving right along to today's consent agenda. Is there any public comment regarding today's consent agenda? Not seeing any public comment. Commissioner Gilman, do you have anything regarding today's consent agenda?
No comment. Thank you.
Vice Chair?
No, thank you.
All right. Would you entertain a motion then?
Yeah, I move to approve today's consent agenda as presented.
Second.
There's a motion and a second. All those in favor signify by saying aye.
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 Motion passes unanimously. Moving right along to public comment. Public comment will be allowed at the beginning and end of each meeting. This comment should be limited to matters not on today's agenda. Public comment will be allowed after each item on the agenda, and these comments should be limited to the specific agendized topic. With that said, is there any public comment today? Not seeing any public comment, we will move right along. Item number eight is discussion only. No action, no public comment will be taken. These are committee and staff reports. We're going to go ahead and start off with the Sheriff's Office today.
Good morning, Commissioners. Just a couple of things. I've got some agenda items later on that we'll address then, but the two things for this, one, we just had our Santa and Spaghetti down in Mark Twain this past weekend. It was a banner attendance, probably the best one yet. So Great crowd down there. Great folks at the community center that we worked with on it. And we did have pop-in appearances by a couple of commissioners, but we won't get into that. And we miss Commissioner Gilman. I understand things come up, but you know, we thought we had him hooked after the Lockwood spaghetti dinner, but we'll try it again. The other thing I wanted to touch on, and this was in conjunction with the school district, one of the teachers at the elementary school, Mr. Young, James Young, is being recognized today by the news. Apparently there was an issue just before the Thanksgiving break where a student during break time started choking. And she was in a bad shape, from what I understand. Mr. Young was able to provide the Heimlich maneuver, get her going again. And he's being recognized for that today down at the school. And we thought it was important enough to get the good stuff out about good things going on in our community, people helping. So wanted to make sure that got mentioned here to the commission so they know we've got good quality people out there doing things like this. So.
Thank you, Sheriff.
That's all I have.
All right. Any questions for the sheriff? Commissioner Gilman?
No questions. Thank you, Jay.
All right. Vice Chair?
No, thank you.
All right. Thank you again, Sheriff. Moving right along to the fire department, Chief Longcar.
Good morning, Commissioners. Jeremy Longcar for the record. Just one quick update. Our appeals program is still going on heavy. We're doing some heavy equipment operations down kind of in Douglas County today. And with that being said, I know that we've had a big demand. The word's really getting out and the community's utilizing these people, which is amazing. I would just ask that everybody be very, very patient because as the schedule's filling up, we're still limited staffing. So we will get to them. Please keep calling. We could put you on a list, but we'll get to you when we can. Other than that, I have some agenda items later, but I'll take any questions.
Commissioner Gilman, anything for the fire chief?
No questions. Thank you.
All right. Vice Chair?
No, thank you.
All right. We'll see you later on. Moving on to Public Works, Jason Wurzbicki.
Morning, Chairman, Commissioners. Not a whole lot to report on at this point in time, other than we're getting ready for this upcoming storm. And with the extreme cold temperatures that's going to be coming along too, just want to make everyone aware that we're going to be dealing with ice as well. No matter what we do with the salt and the sand, it only goes so far against ice. That's all I have.
Thank you, Jason. Commissioner Gilman, you have anything for Jason?
No, thank you.
Vice Chair?
No, thanks.
All right. You guys stay safe out there, Jason. Moving on to project coordinator, Mike Northan.
Thank you, Mr. Chairman. Nothing today.
All right. Thank you. Moving on to communications, Becky Parsons.
Good morning, Becky Parsons for the records. I don't have anything new. We are currently at full staff. Two are still in training. However, if all goes well, we hope to get them out of training by January. That's all I have.
Thank you, Becky.
Thank you.
Commissioner Gilman, do you have anything for Becky?
Nothing, thank you.
Vice Chair?
Thank you.
All right. Moving on to emergency management, Laura Mather.
Good morning, Laura Mather for the record. Starting off with our COVID-19 update. So there was a little bit of media out a week or so ago. We were really close to being off the stricter mask mandate requirement. The week ending November 10th, we had two new cases. November 17th, we had four new cases. Then unfortunately, the week ending November 24th, we were up to seven new cases. Week ending December 1st, eight new cases and unfortunately another death. So that takes us off the almost no masks requirement, which is unfortunate. I just want to remind everybody also, any information you could possibly ever want, get healthycarsoncity.org for Carson City Health and Human Services. It has vaccination dates, information about boosters, information about the kiddos' vaccinations, all that kind of stuff. Emergency management is still happy to answer any questions as well. I wanted to thank the Walmart Distribution Center and the Tahoe Reno Industrial Center for donating a pallet of bottled water to the Fire Protection District. Walmart is just incredibly generous, and anytime we reach out to them, they're happy to donate any items to us. Yesterday, we had our Quad County Hazardous Materials training. This was a makeup for a training that was scheduled for September 7th. We had to postpone that due to the Caldor fire. Everybody who would have been at the training was on the fire, so we were able to do a makeup for that training yesterday out at TRI. Stacy York and Honey Tapley are currently at a two-day training. They are at a medical countermeasures point of dispensing, planning, and response. This kind of feeds off of our COVID because, you know, apparently they didn't have enough COVID pods. So they're currently at training for that. I wanted to give an update about the bipartisan infrastructure funding that is we've been hearing a lot about. I think we've been hearing about all the positive, you know, comments and media and all of that about this funding. But I was looking for a little more guidance so that we can be prepared when exactly is this money coming down to us. So based on conversations with Senator Rosen and the Porter Group, we're looking at about possibly up to 6 months before the federal agencies and the state agencies are able to start re-granting out those funds. So I was happy to get some sort of timeline, and it looks like, again, could take up to 6 months. I do have an update on the community project grant, but I will give that when my two agenda items are up. And that's the end of my report.
All right. Thank you for that. Commissioner Gilman, do you have any questions for Laura?
I have no questions. Thank you, Laura.
All right. Vice Chairman?
No, thank you.
All right. Thanks again for that report. And you said Honey's out?
She isn't, so Stacy.
Okay. Thank you. Moving on to the VCTC, Denny Dotson. Is he here?
Mr. Chairman, can you hear me?
Loud and clear.
Okay, good. Yeah, we're having a little bit of a Wi-Fi issue here in the visitor center, so we're down to one device here. So I'll leave my my image off here. Good morning, everyone. Good morning, Chairman and Commissioners. VCTC, just a reminder that our commission meeting is on Thursday at 10 a.m. We have a rather it has some good items on that agenda, so I encourage everyone to attend our last meeting of the year. One of those is our strategic plan that we'll be talking about. We've got a draft that we've compiled after marketing workshops, special event workshops, and a town hall, and several other meetings as well. Again, this is still draft, but we're looking to submit this to dovetail into the county's strategic plan in January. With that, obviously, we're coming down to the last weekend for special events, too. So I just encourage everybody to come out and celebrate a little Christmas cheer. And welcome those folks that have supported our town all year long. And if there is a desire, we could certainly use some additional lighted vehicles for the parade on Saturday. We will also be sending out a draft 2022 event calendar after I review with emergency management, fire, sheriff, and staff, just to make sure that we are strategically planning and putting these events where it makes most sense. With that, I just look forward to seeing everybody at the Christmas party and the festivities this Friday night and weekend. Thank you.
Thank you, Dad. Thanks for that, Denny. Commissioner Gilman, do you have anything for Denny?
Nothing. Thank you, Denny.
All right. Vice Chair? No,
thank you.
All right. Moving on to water and sewer, Mike Nevin.
Maybe now. You got me okay there, Commission Chairman?
Sure do, Mike.
Okay, I'm sorry about that. I don't know that maybe I'm having some Wi-Fi issue here as well. But anyway, good morning, Commissioners. For the record, Mike Nevin. As I mentioned to you at the meeting in November, we had some outstanding issues at the Gold Hill facility as far as the building was concerned. All of the issues regarding the louver vents and the overhead door have been satisfactorily resolved by the contractor. We have received the final invoicing from SNC, and the processing of those final payments will be in motion. The closeout of the contracts with the funding agencies will also be in process this month. We do have our one-year warranty inspection scheduled for late September of 2022. So everything looking real good down there. We do have one final inspection from Fluence, who provided the package plant, and that will occur later. In fact, it'll be scheduled probably in January of 2022, just to make sure that everything is running satisfactorily and performing as planned according to their contract. So that's all I have at this point, unless you have questions for me. Thank you.
Thank you, Mike. Commissioner Gilman, do you have anything for Mike?
Nothing. Thank you, Mike, very much.
Vice Chairman?
No, thank you.
All right. Thanks again for that report, Mike.
You're welcome.
Moving along to the comptroller, Jennifer McCain.
Good morning, everyone. Jennifer McCain, Story County Comptroller for the record. I just want to let you know that our audit is pretty much done. County Manager Austin Osborne and I are reviewing the draft, and we'll present it to you on 12/21. And give you a heads up that January starts new budget. So it's time to kind of change gears and stop looking at the past and start looking at the future. That's all I have, unless you have questions for me.
Fantastic. Thanks, Jennifer. Commissioner Gilman, do you have anything?
Nothing, thank you.
Vice Chair?
No, thank you.
All right, thanks again, Jennifer. Moving on to the assessor's office, Janice Seddon.
Good morning. Yes, I just want to let everyone know that we are finishing up our reappraisal area, which is Virginia State Gold Hill. Assessment notices will probably be going out in the mail on December 14th. I do want to just kind of let everyone know. I mean, we all know that the sales of properties is going crazy. So be prepared. Land values have gone skyrocketed, but don't forget you do have the tax cap. So you do have that in place, which that helps. But basically just, you know, if you have questions, we're here once you get your assessment notice, but with the way the economy is and the way that values have shot through the roof, it's kind of about time. We've trying to hold off as long as we can to see what's going on. Because what we don't want is the roller coaster effect with our values, but we've kind of held on as long as we can, and we just can't anymore. So I had to bump those values up pretty high. So just be prepared, guys. And that's it.
Great. Thank you for that wonderful news. Commissioner Gilman, do you have anything for the assessor?
I do not. Thank you.
Vice Chairman?
No, thank you.
All right. Moving along to the planning department, Kathy Canfield.
Good morning, everybody. I just wanted to give you a quick update on some of the grants that we had been involved with. We received a grant with the cooperation of the Carson Water Subconservancy District to do a drainage plan for Virginia City and Six Mile Canyon. And so Carson Water Subconservancy District is managing that grant. So the only cost to Story County will be matching staff time. And that has been out. Their request for proposal went out for consultants to help with that. And so that should be probably starting up here in January. And the other grant that we got notice of was for the Lockwood Long Valley Creek. We received notice from the state that our grant application was accepted. That is a planning grant. So that won't implement any projects, but it'll help us figure out what projects should be implemented and come up with brainstorming and ideas for that. Most likely that won't be starting until the spring by the time we get all the paperwork and everything completed. Both of these grants will include public meetings and public input at the beginning of the process. So be on the lookout, and we'll be advertising to the communities when that comes along. And that's all I have for right now. Thanks.
Thank you, Kathy. Commissioner Gilman, do you have any questions for Kathy?
I do not. Thank you, Kathy.
Vice Chairman?
Thank you.
All right. Thanks again for that report, Kathy. Moving on to the recorder's office, Marnie Hansen-Martinez.
Good morning. Nothing to report today.
All right. Thank you.
Thank you.
How about the IT department? James Dean.
Good morning, Commissioners. James Dean, Story County IT Director. We did some mountain topping last weekend and replaced our battery backup systems on three of our repeater sites. They were aging out and discovered some other non-functioning equipment that we replaced. So our county radio backbone is in much better shape and got four brand new batteries at each site. That's all I have today. Thank you.
Thank you, James. Commissioner Gilman, anything?
Well, sure. Thank you.
Vice Chair?
Thank you.
All right. Moving on to human resources. Toby?
Thank you, Mr. Chairman. Human resources has nothing to report this time.
All right. Moving on to community development. Pete Renault.
Good morning, Commissioners. Pete Renault for the record. I just wanted to kind of piggyback on Jana's report. We're fielding a lot of emails and phone calls for properties in the Highlands, Virginia City area also. It seems like there's a new home being uploaded about every 3 weeks right now. A lot of interest. A lot of it is zoning issues. People think they can move up here and want to put yurts in and unconventional building. We're trying to keep an eye on that and make sure that that stuff doesn't happen out in the Highlands. That's all I have for today.
Thank you, Pete. Commissioner Gilman, do you have any questions for Pete?
No questions.
Vice Chair?
No, thank you.
All right. Thanks again for that report, Pete. Moving on to community chest, Eric Schoen.
Yes. Good morning, Commissioners. Can you hear me?
Loud and clear.
Okay. Eric Schoen, Executive Director with Community Chest. I have a few holiday updates, but before I get into that, you may all remember that earlier this summer, we rededicated the library, the Story County Library in the upstairs space of our community center in memory of Lucy Bolden, who was a longtime librarian here in Virginia City. And we finally have the signage out front, and you'll see it attached to our main sign down below where it says Lucy's Library. It's a very well done, thoughtfully designed sign. I think Lucy would be proud, would be happy for that. And we will also be installing a plaque, hopefully this week, upstairs in the library too. So just wanted to circle back around and let everybody know that that is indeed happening. As to the holidays, we have the two programs that folks typically ask a lot about this time of year, our holiday food box program. So if people know of families who might need a holiday food box, it's not too late to make a referral over to us to make sure we can put together a food box. We just need to know generally that the size of the family so we know how much food to put in there. And we'll make sure to get that distributed as well. Our Angel Tree program, we have five different angel trees, at least five up throughout the community, with 125 different angels on them. And the community has always done a great job of adopting those angels, helping us to provide warm clothing items for people who might need those. So if people would like to adopt angels, yesterday was the unofficial date that we stopped accepting referrals. But if somebody really needs to be put on an angel, we could still do that. We still have time. And we also need help with the adoption of those angels. So if people would be on the lookout for those and consider adopting those angels, that would be great. And then for those who have youth in our programs, our before and after school programs will be shut down the week of the 20th and the week of the 27th of December. And that's because our program follows the calendar of the school year. So that's when the school is closed. So our before and after school clubs for our elementary and middle school students will be closed those weeks. Again, that's the week of December 20th and December 27th. And then our early childhood education program will be closed only for the week of the 27th. So they'll be closed 1 week versus 2 weeks for the elementary and middle school students. And that's everything unless you have questions.
Thank you, Eric. Commissioner Gilman, do you have any questions for Eric?
No, thank you for the report.
All right, Vice Chairman.
My only question is, Eric, where can we find those angel trees?
Yeah, so
is it a sketch?
This is the memory test for me. So we have one at the gas station. We have one at the visitor center. And oh, man, I'm drawing a blank. I'm gonna have to get back to you. I should have better recall than this, but I don't. I'm only remembering two of the locations.
Okay, that's all right. That's a good start. Thank you.
Yeah, I'll follow up on my email.
All right. Thank you for that report, Eric.
Okay, and somebody just set the RV park as well. Okay, there's three. I've got two more to get back to you. Okay, you're welcome.
Thank you. Moving right along, the DA's office. Do we have anything going on there?
Thank you, Mr. Chairman. Keith Loomis, nothing to report today.
All right, that's always good news. Moving on to the county manager. What do you have for us today?
All right, thank you, Mr. Chairman. Austin Osborne for the record. So I just want to let you know we've been working with the Comstock Cemetery Foundation on working with them to come to an agreement on a memorandum of understanding for operations and historic restoration and other matters. I met with the CCF board on Wednesday night last week, and they were really happy with the progress the county's making with their folks. And we should have something to both their board and our board in January to be able to resolve some issues out there and as far as operations. The next thing, the capital improvement plan had another town hall, or not a town hall, but a planning commission meeting for public workshop. And it was actually almost 2 hours of questions and comments and going over on line item by line item with the planning commissioners, and they were quite engaged with it. They have suggested about five more items to put in it, pretty no-brainer stuff. And so at this point, I'm going to amend that. We've also met with Marty Johnson, our financial consultant, regarding the document we're going to provide for the fiscal study for the innovation zone stuff that we were talking about earlier. And he had made some suggestions for the capital improvement plan to take a lot of the wish list items that we're going to consider at a later time. He really says we should put those in the capital improvement plan now. He says you can put them in later years, and then if they're just, you know, not quite ready at the time, just bump them on, you know, year by year. So what I'm probably going to ask is that we have a non-action workshop at this commission on the 21st instead of action, give you all a chance to review one more time the changes, the public as well, and then we could bring it back to the first meeting or the second meeting in January for a final adoption, if you so would wish to do that.
Okay.
I want to let everyone know that the CIP is on a big button right on the front page of the website. The Innovation Zone button has been moved to another page, and so anybody can go on there and take a look at CIP and comment on it, and we'll consider those comments. Let you know that the county holiday Christmas party, it will be going on this Friday down at St. Mary's Arts Center, 4:30 to 5 o'clock, closer to 5 o'clock. And we want to remind the public is invited to this. At the last party that we had, there was a lot of public that did attend, so we're looking forward to that. I want to thank Vanessa Stevens and a lot of our staff for putting this together, and also for doing it in a very efficient and cost-effective manner. So I'm looking forward to that. The lands bill. We're working with a Porter Group in Amaday's office and Senator Cortez Masto's office and Rosen's office on a lands bill that would add the 40-acre parcel down in Mark Twain that's affecting Abby's parcel as well as other people down there, to get that rolled into that. And then there's another parcel about 20 acres next to the previous Comstock Virginia City Gold Hill lands bill that would be a benefit to the school district down at the high school. They believe that this would be a pretty easy addition without any controversy or issues, probably should be counted on getting approved through Congress. And then last, the VC Freight Depot to let you know, we're going to have a team meeting with Bert, our Public Works Department, some engineer folks, and with Chief Loncar to look at what type of mitigation I'll need to get that building fire safe and also deal with the type of roof we put on it. And I've made a non-committed promise to Danny and his team that we would try to get that open this summer for limited events, and that he would be able to, by March or April, start looking at bookings for that facility. That's all I have. Thank you.
Great. Thank you, Austin. Mr. Gilman, do you have any questions for Austin?
No questions. Thank you, sir.
Mr. Chair?
No, thank you.
All right. Thanks again for that report. Last but never least, County Clerk. All right. Thank you to all our department heads and staff for your reports. And we are going to move right along on the agenda to board comments. I'm going to start with Commissioner Gilman.
Nothing new today. Thank you, Jay.
All right. As chairman?
I don't have any board comments.
Okay. I do. Just wanted to point out, as the sheriff talked about, his spaghetti feed down in Mark Twain. I was there for just a little bit, but there were a lot of folks down there. It's always good to see the community come together. Doc Durden had his memorial this weekend, which was very well attended. Had some great musical acts there. Hate to see another Story County resident go, but the memorial was really nice. And on that note, I do want to note that we did have several Story County residents pass away. First and foremost, past county manager and sheriff Pat Whitten had passed away. A lot of you have known Pat. He was a sheriff from 1998 to 2005, and then became the county manager up until I was elected. I had the honor of working with him for about 6 months. Looking forward to hear if there's going to be any ceremonies or celebrations for Pat. But anyway, Pat has passed away. Mike Wade out in the Virginia City Highlands, been a longtime resident, probably one of the first few residents out there. He was also on the volunteer fire department for quite some time, as well as being a veteran. Last but not least, Charles Richardson, who has been a longtime Story County resident, found himself toward the end of his life over at the Sugarloaf Motel. And I would venture to say he was probably closer to family, to the owners of the Sugarloaf. But we lost three good residents over the last couple weeks. I just wanted to make sure that their passing was noted. So that's all I have today. With that, we'll move on to item number 11, which is discussion for possible action. Consideration and possible approval of the community project grant application by the Julia C. Boulette chapter of the E. Clampus Vetus for $1,200 to build a monument that will hold the brass historic plaque on the significance of American flats. Laura.
Thank you, Laura Mather, for the record. So I wanted to give kind of an overview of the community project grants, which will cover both this agenda item and the next agenda item. So we received 6 grant applications, 2 from each of the different locations that the grants were available. The 2 grants requests in Lockwood, we're still working on that. We're working with the communities as well. We had 2 requests from the Highlands and 2 requests from Virginia City. 1 request from each of those locations, the committee that's reviewing these, we feel that those are ready to go and we would like to have the commissioners approve those. So this first one, which is for the brass historic plaque, if that is approved, the other application for the Virginia City area is a drainage issue in the cemetery. If this is approved, that won't affect that one because that drainage project we feel will we just have some questions and some engineering clarifications. Once that's finalized, that won't take away from the funds from here. So this is $1,200. The cemetery would be the balance of that for $10,000. Hopefully that's making sense. Mm-hmm. Okay, good. So, and just to clarify, so the organization has the plaque ready to go. They have the plaque, so that doesn't include the plaque. This would be the creation of the monument. We don't have a location yet for that monument. The county will be working with the organization to find the best location for that monument. And once we find that, then this money will cover that, whatever will hold that plaque, whether it be cement or something that's not going to be damaged. So that's for that. And I'm happy to clarify anything if there's any questions. But again, the committee felt that this one was ready to go. We didn't really have any clarifications or questions on that one.
Okay. We'll go to public comment first. Is there any public comment regarding item number 11 and the community project for this plaque? Not seeing any public comment. Did you want to go first?
Thank you, Mr. Chairman. Austin Osborne for the record. If you remember the American City plaque that was in the building that belonged to E. Clampus Vitus, it was apparently had been removed in the history in the 80s or somewhere around there when Houston Oil and Minerals was in town. So we got it back to the Clampers, the local Julia C. Black chapter. They'll be able to put this in. We're looking at county right-of-ways and property in that area that would be probably overlooking American Flat for them to be able to make this placement. And then we'll bring that back to this board for consideration when we come up with that location. And thank you, Laura, for your and your committee's review of this as it came in.
Thank you, Austin. Commissioner Gilman, do you have any questions for Laura on this project?
I have no questions. I certainly support this issue.
Okay, thank you. Vice Chair?
No, thank you.
All right. With that said, would you entertain a motion then?
I'd be happy to. I haven't been following along in my packing. Give me just a second to get there. All right. I, Commissioner Mitchell, move to approve the community project grant application by the Julia C. Boulet chapter of E. Clampus Vitus for $1,200 to build a monument that will hold the brass historic plaque on the significance of American Flat.
Second.
There's a motion and a second. All those in favor signify by saying aye.
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 Motion passes unanimously. Thank you.
Thank you.
Moving right along to item number 12, this is discussion for possible action. Consideration and possible approval of the community project grant application for the Virginia City Highlands Community Center furnishings in the amount of $2,000.
Thank you, Laura Mather, for the record. So this is a similar situation in a sense that we received two requests from the VC Highlands community. This request, the county committee feels that we are ready to proceed and we'd like to go ahead and purchase these items for the community center. The other project for the Highlands area is a walking trail. We are working with the citizens to kind of plan that out and figure out again, engineering and those kind of things. This is $2,000, that would take the balance of the $8,000. So again, if we go ahead and approve this, it won't cause an issue in the future when we are ready to approve the other one.
Okay. Is there any public comment regarding item number 12 and the purchase of furnishings for the soon-to-be Highlands Community Center? Not seeing any public comment. Commissioner Gilman, do you have any questions?
I have nothing. Thank you, Jay.
Mr. Chair?
No, thank you.
All right, nor do I. So with that said, would you entertain a motion?
Yeah, I, Commissioner Mitchell, move to approve the community project grant application for the VC Highland Community Center furnishings in the amount of $2,000.
Second that motion.
There's a motion and a second. All those in favor signify by saying aye.
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 Motion passes unanimously.
Thank you,
Laura.
Thank you.
All right. Moving right along to item number 13. This is a discussion for possible action. Consideration and possible action to authorize the county manager to accept a bid in the amount of $73,444 from Spanish Springs Construction for repair and resetting of the granite pavers in front of the courthouse. This project is co-funded by SHPO in the amount of $30,000. Mike?
Thank you, Mr. Chairman. Mike Northen, Operations and Projects Coordinator. Back on September 7,
2021. This board authorized an expenditure of up to and not to exceed $150,000 for the repair of the paver stones out in front of the courthouse. Staff drafted a scope of work and specifications for the finished work, the base scope of work. We had initially estimated between $90,000 to $100,000 for this work. Bid solicitation was published and bids were received up until November 1st at 2 p.m. We did have one responsive bidder in Spanish Springs Construction. They came in at $73,444. So the action today would basically be to accept the submitted bid and authorize the county manager to, of course, award the contract to Spanish Springs Construction. There are a couple of items that are going to be added to this scope of work that we already know about. One of them is the handrail up front that sits right in the middle of the stairway at the front entrance. Staff has concluded this thing represents more of an obstruction and a hazard to traffic in and out of that door. It's difficult to hold the door for someone. It's difficult to assist a person up the stairs. So our idea is to remove that handrail and construct two new handrails on each side, one on each side of the stairway and attached to the existing paving. The other item that will be coming up is the concrete walkway that runs from the pavement of B Street across the court sidewalk to the little iron gate at our south east corner, representing our ADA accessible pathway into the building to the south entrance there. Once we regrade or reset the cross slope of the sidewalk, that concrete area will be depressed and we'll end up with a trip hazard again. So that concrete needs to come out and be repoured as a gradual depressed type of curb. And that'll also give us an opportunity to install one of the high visibility tactile, you see them, the truncated cone plates for visibility impaired people, which you see at crosswalks all over. And in doing so, we will be 100% compliant, ADA compliant with that entire front walk. So I'll be bringing those items up before the board as we get costs estimated on those. And I should also point out the all this work is being done in coordination with State Historical Preservation Office. And I have to clarify also, they're co-funding this work to the amount of $32,000. And I'm happy to answer any questions.
All right, let's go to the public first. Is there any public comment regarding the paver project? Not seeing any. Commissioner Gilman, do you have any questions for Mike on this?
I do not. Thank you, Jay.
Vice Chair?
No.
Thank you.
I do. I apologize if you touched on it. So regarding the pavers, some of the pavers are already caved in a little bit. Are they going to do anything to level that out?
Right. There's a there's two procedures we may be able to use to flatten out the individual blocks. One of them is removing material, or planing them.
Gotcha.
The other would be to fill those areas. And either one of those methodologies is going to have to be approved by not only State Historical Preservation Office, but also by us. We want something that's going to match. You'll notice some of those pits out there are filled with concrete and plaster. They've tried a variety of different things. It looks awful. So we're going to be insisting on probably the best product that I've seen out there so far is a two-part epoxy material that utilizes the same native material. It's used for filling. We want to see how thin we can get that. We want to see its durability, UV resistance, that kind of thing needs to be submitted by the contractor and be approved by SHPO and the county.
Okay. Last question. How thick are those blocks
here? We don't know. They apparently, Public Works had opened that up at one point in one area to put a pipe through, and they varied between 8 and 14 inches thick. Unknown if the bottom surface is dressed or if it's just rough. We suspect it to just be rough. So we don't have the luxury of just turning them over.
Sure.
The other thing I do have to point out is those blocks are going to be photographed and cataloged, indexed in place, and they all go back exactly where they came from.
Gotcha. Okay. I don't have any questions other than that, so thank you.
Okay.
With that, we're going to take a motion.
Yeah. I'm just curious about the motion. The recommended motion here does not specifically reference awarding this contract, but it's a little more broad than that. Are we comfortable with that? Should I add some wording to specifically award them?
Well, the board can award the contract, or the county manager can. He's ultimately going to be executing the construction contract agreement. Okay. With the contractor. So.
And the other items that you mentioned, Mike, are those included in this $120,000 plus the SHPO money, or will those be forthcoming, the additional scope?
No, the base bid from the contractor is the $73,444. Yep. We have an envelope of 150. Plus, we still have the 32,000, which is an addition to all that coming from SHPO. So we're well within our pocket on that. And you guys will be presented with the change order request before we take action on those.
Okay. So, and I guess my question is the recommended motion here is to authorize the county manager to spend up to 120. And so would that be basically approving that the funding for that additional work, or at this point, should we limit it to just the contract award being awarded?
That would be the board's discretion as far as I can tell.
County manager.
I'm looking at that, Commissioner Mitchell. I'd look to Keith, but I don't think it would hurt to add language to his to award the bid as suggested in here. But I think the language otherwise covers what is being done.
Okay. And Chair, if you're comfortable, I'll go ahead and do that. Does that work?
Yeah,
that works. All right. Hi, Commissioner Mitchell. Move to authorize.
This is Jennifer McCain, Story County Comptroller. Can I make a comment before you approve, please?
Yes.
I think it's important to note that we have budgeted a total of $150,000. That does include the grant amount. So if you're going to approve that, that's the ceiling of what we can spend per the budget.
Understood. I believe that the approval is just for the county portion of the spending at this point. Is that a correct understanding?
It is, Mr.
Go ahead.
The proposal is for $120,000, which would be which would represent the county's portion of that.
That is right. And the $30,000 that SHPO is going to be contributing to this as a grant, I don't believe that the board needs to approve that, but it is part of the agenda language. I would incorporate that in with the motion.
Okay.
The county is spending the entire amount. We will be writing the checks for up to $150,000, regardless of the amount of grant revenue we receive.
So maybe the motion should reflect that.
Before we then commit in, okay.
Let's see what Chris has to say. Go
ahead, Pete. So the way the agenda has this item listed, it says consideration and possible action to authorize the county manager to accept a bid in the amount of $73,444. It doesn't really go on to anything else besides accepting that bid. I would recommend that the motion be limited to what's set out on the agenda.
I agree with Keith.
Okay.
Okay. And that's what I'll do. Yeah, I'll read it off the agenda as opposed to the recommended motion. I think that'll work fine.
Okay.
All right. I, Commissioner Mitchell, move to authorize the county manager to accept a bid in the amount of $73,444 from Spanish Springs Construction for repair and resetting of the granite pavers in front of the courthouse. And this project is co-funded by SHPO in the amount of $32,000.
There's a motion. Do we have a second?
Second.
There's a motion and a second. All those in favor signify by saying aye.
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 Motion passes unanimously. Thank you, Mike.
Thanks, sirs.
All right. Moving right along to item number 14. This is to recess to convene as the Story County Fire Protection District Board. Bringing us to item number 16, because 15 has been moved on. This is discussion for possible action, consideration of possible action to approve a subscription with ESO for emergency reporting software to replace our current software by emergencyreporting.com for the initial cost not to exceed $21,000 and recurring costs annually in the area of $18,000. This software will be evaluated and expanded if needed and in the initial and subsequent years. Chief Longcart.
Yes, Jeremy Longcart for the record. So currently the reporting system which we use to do all of our incident reports from fires to EMS has been purchased by another company. So we are essentially getting pushed into this transition. We'd have to find somebody new. Starting January 1st, we'll lose all of our support on the EMS side, which you know is our biggest source of revenue for the fire district. So we've looked at some other programs. ESO is by far the best one out there.
but it does come at a cost. So it is almost double what we're paying for emergency reporting. Like I said, unfortunately, we're just in this position now and don't have many other options. So I'd just like to go ahead and enter into a subscription with them and continue with their services.
Okay. Is there any public comment regarding this item? Not seeing any public comment. Commissioner Gilman, do you have any questions for the chief?
I have no questions. Thank you, Jay.
No.
Thank you. No, nor do I. So with that, would you entertain a motion, please?
Yeah, I fire Commissioner Mitchell. Move to approve an annual subscription with ESO to provide emergency reporting software for the initial cost not to exceed $21,000 for the first year, with a reoccurring fee of approximately $18,000 the following year based on reporting and operational needs.
Second.
There's a motion and a second. All those in favor signify by saying aye.
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 Motion passes unanimously. Thank you, Chief. Moving right along to item number 17. This is discussion for possible action. Consideration of possible approval of an interlocal contract for a cooperative purchasing agreement with Houston Galveston Area Council, also known as HGAC, for a minimum of 1 year and automatic renewal after that time to assist in acquisition of items subject to a competitive bid process under NRS 332. This agreement shall remain in place until terminated by the fire district. Chief?
Yes, Jeremy Longfair again for the record. So this is essentially a cooperative purchasing group through this HGAC or the Houston Galveston Area Council. So this will save us in the process of trying to acquire things such as an ambulance, which that will be the first thing that we're going to try to acquire here is they go out and they do the competitive bidding for us. On some occasions, they're actually beating what other people are bidding. So this could come as a good cost savings to the district as well as expediting our capital items purchasing. So it'll they go through all the competitive bid process so we don't have to.
Anything else?
Yeah. That's about it.
Easy enough. Any public comment regarding this item? Not seeing any public comment. Commissioner Gilman, do you have any questions?
Nothing, thank you.
Mr. Chairman?
No, thank you.
All right, I don't have any questions either, so I guess a motion is next.
All right. I fire Commissioner Mitchell. Move to approve an interlocal contract for cooperative purchasing with Houston Galveston Area Council and approve the district fire chief to sign.
Second.
There's a motion and a second. All those in favor signify by saying aye.
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 Aye. Mr. Chairman, may we call for a break for just 5 minutes or so?
Absolutely. Just for the record, you did aye that vote, right?
I did aye that vote.
All right. So that is three ayes. Motion passes unanimously. Thank you very much, Chief. We are going to go ahead and take a 5-minute recess. We will see you back here at 11 o'clock. Call it 8 minutes.